So that was it, and then the Rakers got a bowl of tea. We always had porridge. Now we, and around this part of the country, porridge for breakfast wasn't a thing. It was way down the line now where my aunt came from, they would have porridge for breakfast. But around here now, everybody had tea for breakfast. Porridge was for supper.
And oh, right. I was going to say, I thought you'd have porridge sometime, but like
It was always supper.
Right.
We called it supper anyhow. That's the pot mine was cooked in.
Same pot?
Yes, that's the same pot. That pot.
Jeannie Mac, that one's ancient. She's heavy too.
Yes, it is. So, every night at 8 o'clock, but on Sunday night or special nights, if there was anything on, we would have rice, boiled rice in that pot instead. Rice.
But it was all work to routine.
Yeah, and then when we would be getting the porridge, my aunt, bowls, it was all bowls, there were no cups or no mugs going. You wouldn't give a country man a cup, he wouldn't know what to do with it. And bowls of tea, there were bowls of tea and a big slice of homemade bread,
homemade
butter, and that's what they got when we were having our porridge. Now, a lot of other neighbours of ours, where there'd be big families, and probably not, we might have been with only one in the house, we probably weren't that poor, but where there was, they would have potatoes. The pot put on for the dinner had a pot of spuds for the dinner, and then they put on another big pot, and that was for the supper, and what was left was for the hens in the morning, for the fowl, whatever.
So you had the potatoes twice a day?
Oh, they would have potatoes twice now, and I know a family, in fact, I'm kind of connected to them now, but there were 12 in the family, and they had them three times. They had them in the morning before they went to school, and they had them when they came home from school, and
their
had them.
Their diet was potatoes.
Yeah.